From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The deadline looms for a deal on Iran's nuclear program, and with that deadline approaching, both sides in the Iranian nuclear talks in Switzerland say it is up to the other party to make concessions. Tuesday is the deadline for a framework deal for Iran to curb uranium enrichment to keep it from being able to build a nuclear bomb. Israel remains firmly against any deal, as Yuval Steinitz explains. He's the strategic affairs minister for Israel.
We are extremely disturbed from the possibility that Iran will be permitted to become a threshold nuclear state with not even a total freeze and not even an adequate verification method.
Iran, meantime, says its nuclear program is purely for peaceful purposes. Nigerians are voting for a second day in a national election to choose members of parliament and a new president. Pre-election opinion polls showed President Goodluck Jonathan in a tight race with Nigeria's former military ruler, General Muhammadu Buhari. VOA's Peter Klotti is in Abuja.
The Independent National Electoral Commission says the final result will be declared on Monday, exactly 48 hours after the elections. However, there were places here in Abuja and other places around the country who were not able to vote because of some challenges of lateness, malfunction of the card readers and all that.
For those reasons, voters will be allowed to continue to vote today. Polling proceeded smoothly in much of the country on Saturday, but it was marred in the northeast by attacks, which Boko Haram is suspected of carrying out in three villages in Gombe State. At least 24 people were killed in those attacks. This is VOA News. Arab leaders at a summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt, say Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen will continue until Houthi rebels backed by Iran withdraw from territory they have seized and surrender. Yemeni President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi, addressing the Arab League summit a day earlier, called the Shiite opponents puppets and stooges of Iran. For its part, Iran contends it is not backing the Shiite forces in Yemen. Summit leaders also agreed to create a joint Arab military force to deal with growing security threats. Thousands of mourners paid respects today to Singapore's late founder Lee Kuan Yew. The former prime minister who led the island nation from 1959 to 1990 died Monday at the age of 91. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi was among a number of world leaders attending today's funeral.
He was among the tallest leaders of our times. Singapore's transformation in one generation is a tribute to his leadership.
While many praised Mr. Lee for laying the foundation for Singapore's massive growth and booming prosperity, others criticized him for an authoritarian style. Mr. Lee remained the country's driving force long after his retirement, three decades later. Officials in Somalia say at least 20 people were killed and 28 others injured when the militant group Al-Shabaab laid siege to a popular hotel in Mogadishu on Friday. 50 people were rescued from the hotel on Saturday. Abdulaziz Billo reports from Mogadishu. The assailants were killed in the rescue.
Government forces wrested control of the Makka al-Mukarrama hotel from Al-Shabaab after hours of confrontation with the gunmen who stormed the hotel late Friday afternoon. Information Minister Mohamed Abdi Mareh led the government delegation to assess the scene on Saturday morning. He says among those killed were four Somali security personnel. Somali envoy to Geneva, Yusuf Baribari, a woman from the World Bank who also served as an advisor to the Ministry of Finance, three security guards and six civilians in total. He accused Al-Shabaab of planning on committing mass murder, as the group did in 2013 when it attacked the Westgate shopping mall in Kenya's capital. Abdulaziz Bilal for VOA News, Mogadishu.
The co-pilot of a German Wings passenger jet, who investigators believe intentionally crashed the plane Tuesday in the French Alps, was worried health problems would dash his dreams of aviation and vowed one day to do something to change the whole system. That's the word from the ex-girlfriend of Andreas Lubitz. Authorities said Friday they found up torn sick notes from doctors showing the 27-year-old had been suffering from an illness that should have grounded him on the day of the crash, which took the lives of all 150 people on board the plane with him. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.